This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallant streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave a roof through the night that a
good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, let's run down Baffin Bay way now and check in with Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see what she's doing this morning. Good morning, Rihanna. How are you?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better. It's Sunday. Fun Sunday.
Another week gone. Can't believe it. Another week gone.
Another one.
It's crazy how fast they're going.
Well, you just wait till you get my age, and man, weeks become days. Man, they go by really quick, man.
That's how it feels. That's how this week has felt. Seems
like some good fish this week.
Yes, we did. We got on some good ones, but let me tell you, it wasn't easy.
No, but I'll tell you, that's the way big trout fishing is.
Man, it wasn't easy. It was totally worth it, though. But man, that storm last night, did you get anything off of that storm?
Man,
that came?
I barely got sprinkles off of that, but I was watching radar down your way, and man, it looks like that, you know, Portland area and Rockport area, they got some hail and 60 mile an hour winds. I mean, it looked bad.
Gregory, Portland, and Taft, they got the worst of it kind of out west of Rockport. They got some baseball size hail, and I heard about it. Yeah, I saw that storm brewing. I mean, it was clear out to the southeast, just a kind of a, it was a little bit of low pressure all day yesterday. Of course, I didn't fish. I fished all week, and I was ready for a break yesterday, and it was a beautiful day, and later on in the evening, I heard further up north, Austin, San Antonio, Seguin area was getting hailstorms.
Yeah,
I've got a cousin up there. He was like, man, it's heading your way. And I said, I sure hope not. Well, I said, hopefully we get some rain, but not the hail. And sure enough, that storm was just brewing, and it was moving fast and forming, coming from the northwest, heading heading southeast. And so one was forming out Alice area, which is northwest of us, and I saw hail, and I was like, man, oh man, I was like, I better park my truck and boat under a tree, and I did, kind of just got everything together, and sure enough, that storm came in quick, and it came in hot and heavy, and it hailed here for a solid 2 minutes. We got about golf ball sized hail, but it was it was blowing at least 40 miles, 40, 50, gusts up to 50 here. It was unreal. And it came by quick, and then it heard it was going to head down to Port Mansfield. I don't know if they got it as bad as we did. I think they just got a lot of rain, but I don't think they got the hail that we did. But it's really interesting how that hail forms up in the upper part of the atmosphere. It's crazy how that updraft keeps those big balls of hail up there for so long. And what it does is it just kind of repeatedly uplifts and drops and accumulates layers of the ice till they eventually get too heavy for the updraft to keep them up there. Then they fall down to the ground, which is really neat. And
man,
of course,
you
up there,
like
the
a meteorologist this morning.
Well, the upper part of the atmosphere is so cold right now.
Yeah,
it's cooler than you know, in the summertime. So that ice formed pretty quickly up there. But enough about the negative part. At least it was over pretty quickly last night. We didn't have to endure it too long. It was about 2 minutes. But this last week here in Baffin was I knew it was going to be interesting. I knew what was coming. And this time it always seems like we start getting big cold fronts late October. Sometimes we have in mid-October, but this one was later in the month of October. And so leading up to it, we had some really warm temperatures in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our water level was still pretty high up until the cold front came. And so we were fishing still, you know, I was still fishing out deep in areas that, it's kind of hard for me to fish out where I like to be with that higher water level. But, you know, our water temperature the day before it came in, Monday it reached up to 87, and also on Tuesday evening. Monday, I just had one guy came down, you know, looking for a big trout, and I was hoping prefrontal conditions would kind of light up for us, but what happened is mid-morning, the wind died down completely. And I mean, like, slick calm, which, you know, that's not favorable for us back here. We need a little wind to promote some oxygen in our bay for those fish and bait to activate, because everything just really settles down. It drops down to the bottom. You just have to drag something on bottom and feel that hook dragging through the bottom of the sand. You know, I mean, it's weird when you get a period of low to non-existent winds, it can get frustrating. So we fished hard that day. I was waiting for the wind to pick up, but it eventually did later about noon-ish. But right before it picked up, my guy, he caught one. My client, he caught a good one. It was his personal best. It was about 25, about 5.5 pounds. You know, he hadn't caught anything tremendously big in the waters that he fishes in. So it was a thrill for him. And at first, when he caught it, she was nosediving. We both thought it was a small red, you know, like a 22 to 25 inch red. She was pulling drag, and she wouldn't come up. I said, "Man, have you seen her?" And the water was clear. I mean, our water has been it's been fairly clear. When I'm wading in water that's mid thigh to waist deep, I can see my wade boots. So we've been throwing some lighter color baits, and he, you know, the wind died down, barometer was high, so he switched to downsized to a mirror lure Little John, and I think it was throwing golden brim, which is a fantastic color for full sun, clear water, and he said she hit it hard. But she was fighting a little weird. I said, "Man, that's the red fishiest kind of trout I've ever seen." And so she eventually came up and laid to the side, and we got her in, and that was the only big thrill of that day. I said, "Man, you know, it's tough when our wind dies down like this. It's a grind, you know." And a lot, yeah. I get guys ask, "What do you do when the wind dies down like this?" I said, "You can only do one thing, and it's grind it out. Just fish like you normally would. Dissect every area, fan out your cast, let that lure fall more to the lower column. Really work the lower column. Sometimes they do come up when the oxygen's low. Sometimes they'll kind of hang up on that upper column, and you can get on a good topwater bite."
That's what happens like in August up my way. You know, the heat of the summer doldrums and all that, and oxygen content gets low. Those fish are swimming around on top, and you can be in 8 and 9 feet of water and catch them on top waters out of the boat.
Isn't that wild?
It's fun, though. Oh, man. And it's so cool because you're up high. You see a lot of – you really learn how they eat those top waters when you're up high like that and can see your bait better than when you're, you know, down low wade fishing. And you can see some pretty cool strikes. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, Rihanna. Hang with me.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll be here.
Okay. Well, Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike, right there at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, well, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Works great on tournament fish, too, to keep your catch alive. And check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display and somebody there to help you. If you need more info about them, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, they've always got fresh shrimp. I mean, Boyd's, it's hard to beat their quality. No farmed raised there. It's all wild caught. And you know you're getting a good product. And their Cajun Grill next door, they really put out some good food there. Not to mention their food truck over in Santa Fe. They do an excellent job, too. Check them out on the web at boydsonestop.com or call them 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 619 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we're back. Let's talk some more.
All righty. Yeah, when that wind died down, I had given a topwater a chance. I had one. I actually bought it a couple days prior to that trip, and I actually thought it was a different lure. It was a Mirlure MR22, and it's a kind of a narrow, it looks like this one that it's a slow sinking twitch bait. That's what I thought it was. I went into Roy so quick, and I try to just do one track mind. I know what I want, and I grab it and I go, or else I'll spend way more money than it's easy to drop $100 in that store looking for lures. I'm like, well, I know what color I want and the profile, and I grabbed it. Well, this one here, it was a redhead, white back, and it's got two trebles. And I thought it was that slow sinking twitch bait, but it was actually topwater, and it's got a low frequency. It's not a real clacky like right. The she dog. You know, the she dog is real aggressive, and so I threw that during the period where the wind died down completely, and started getting topwater bites. What they weren't hitting, they were not hitting tails, they were not hitting paddle tails, they weren't hitting jigs. They just didn't want it. And I switched over to that topwater, just barely, just walking it, and that low frequency. And sure enough, caught a couple that were, you know, 4-5 range during that slow period. They were just kind of, I guess they had just ascended up to the upper column, just kind of up there, just maybe sitting, and that was it. There wasn't much movement. Bait wasn't moving. I thought, man, it's tough when it gets like that, but it is what it is. You gotta grind it out and still throw with confidence and work your lure with confidence, because you just never know. The biggest trout I've ever seen was during a full moon with no wind. So, yeah. You know, that's just how it goes. You never know. Those big trout do what they want to do, when they want to do it, who they want to do it. They have a mind of their own. They don't go with the flow. They're not trendy fish. They don't go with the trend. They don't go with the main group that's leading a big pack of fish. They are set apart. They do what they want when they want, and you got to respect that. And it's it can be a challenge oftentimes, especially when we have big, significant changes like this cold front that we experienced. So it came in late Tuesday. It came in for us about, I think it was about 9:30, 10 o'clock that evening. So at a good client of mine, she came down around noon Tuesday, and I said, when you get here, tell me when you get to that boat ramp, and I will be there. And so we fished that evening, that afternoon into the evening. Wind died down again for us about midday. And when it did, it was hot. Barometer was still high. Water temperature up shallow was about, you could feel it was in the upper 80s, way up shallow, up on sand. It was hot. But matter of fact, she caught a good one during that period.
Yeah.
And it was about an hour before the wind started shifting around. Just like on Monday, that gentleman, when he caught his trout, it was about 45 minutes to an hour before the wind started picking up. And that's one thing that we see a lot here in Baffin. I haven't experienced it too much in like Port Mansfield. I mean, you have so much water movement over there. Here, it's so wind driven. Yeah. That the wind plays a crucial role in our bite. And anybody that fishes Baffin, they understand that. They know that. They've experienced it. And we've been experiencing that here prior to the cold front, midday when the wind would die down. And then right before it would pick up, we'd get bit. And then as soon as it would pick up, bait would activate. You'd see a lot more surfacing, a lot more boils, a lot more bait skirting. Not, you know, you see mullet that just do that little happy jump. They kind of jump out gracefully.
Yeah,
and
happy mullet. That's never good.
Yeah. No, we don't look for that. I always tell my guys, you see that
freaked out mullet, you better be chunking in there.
That's right. And I always tell them, you got to read the bait, because it can tell you a lot on what's underneath. When you see mullet happy jumping like that, they're not threatened. They're just going out for oxygen. And I don't know the exact reason why they do that. I always assume it's because they want oxygen. But
they're training for the Olympics.
They must be an underwater mullet Olympics going on or something. Yeah. But
I got a text from a listener. They go, you know, we know you're an accomplished golfer. What's your lowest golf score and what's the biggest trout you've caught?
My lowest round was in college. It was 68.
Okay.
68 at the Black Horse Golf Club in Katy. And that was...
I played there before. We had a deal. Yep, Sports Radio 610 had an event out there one time I played in.
It was a very nice course. The wind was blowing that day, but man, I was throwing darts.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've been having quite a few clients that have been that are pretty big golfers, and I said, man, if I picked up golf, I would go and buy me a brand new set of clubs. And I said, and I don't need to do that. It's just another expensive hobby that I'll pick up. And I said, you know, my clubs are from early, you know, 2011, 2012, they're old, you know. I mean, they're not this new technology that's out now. So if I picked it up, I would want to invest into some new clubs. And Lord knows I don't need to do that.
Mizuno irons and all that. I got a few years ago and still the best club in my bag is, I don't even know how old this persimmon head 5-wood is, but oh my God, to hit that is so sweet.
Yeah, Mizuno makes some really nice clubs. They make a set of irons, blades.
Is that what you hit was blades?
Yes. Yeah. I would, if I got me some new clubs, I would get me some Titleist blades. They just look so sweet. You know, but the lowest round was 68 at Black Horse and Katy, and then biggest trout was 32 inches, and she was just under 9 pounds. Caught her in June in Baffin. Yeah. And so I can't imagine what that fish would have been like in a month like March or April or, you know, when in the early spring or even in the wintertime when they're really munching, I still wonder about that fish. Wonder where she's at, if she's still around, and if she's moved a lot, you know. And of course that fish, she didn't have many spots on her. She was real silver, just a beautiful specimen. Looked like, you know, not, she hadn't been caught at least in a long time. You know, she had no abrasions, just a happy Baffin Bay trout. And I had the privilege of catching and releasing her, and it was man, that was something. But but yeah, those are, thanks for asking that. I don't hardly ever talk about golf much anymore, and but I don't play it anymore.
I don't
anymore
either, man. I got away from it. It was crippling me, man. I'd play 18 holes, and then I had to recover for 2 days. My knee would swell up and just, you know, and I see what my nephew's going through. I mean, all the years he's played on tour and everything, and it's not good for the body. You know, swinging, you know, when you make that many swings in a lifetime, it takes its toll on joints and your back, neck, hips, knees. Yeah. I mean, it's, but it sure is fun.
It is. I started having, like shoulder issues. I was going to a chiropractor. Well,
he's had that too. I mean, he's had it all. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's funny. It's just as, it's almost just as abrasive as trekking through that mud in certain areas, you know. And it's hard on your feet, hard on, you know, hard on the
joints,
on the
everything,
hips.
You know, wade fishing and rough boat rides, you name it, man.
Absolutely. Yep. But I mean, this week after the cold front came in, the next morning it was blowing all day. We had a window first thing in the morning when the wind died down just a little bit, and so we went out there and gave it our all. I mean, there's only so much you can do when the wind's blowing that hard, but we had like a 2-hour window where it died down to about maybe like 12 to 15 knots.
You know, came down there.
Yeah, and it was out of the it had a lot of west in it. It was like west, northwest. So we fished in areas where we were blocked from it, winds at our back. But still, man, that wind was blowing so hard that even up shallow, it was misting you, you know, misting the back of you. And so only had on like 2 layers that day, you know, with the underneath the waders. And the next morning, of course, we caught a couple of redfish, small trout, nothing worthy. The next morning, wind died down, it was more out of the northwest, and it had a sharper feel to it, you know, that cool sharpness. And I had on 3 layers. It was a lot warmer then.
Layer
I felt
up,
warmer.
Man.
Yep. 3 layers, a vest, and a jacket.
You can always peel them off, but you can't put them on.
That's right.
You don't have it. All right, well, I got to get out of here. I got to go do Bing Grimes live from the blind since duck season's open. So, Rihanna, if somebody wants to call you about coming down and waiting for a big one this winter, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure thing. My number is 361-296-5400. I've got a couple of days available the end of this month on a good moon phase. Would highly recommend it. Come down and make a wager.
Sounds good. Well, you have a good Sunday,
sir.
And you take care, Rihanna. Appreciate you.
You too, Mickey. We'll talk later.
See you now. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Rihanna De La Cruz down in Baffin. It's time for a break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, DSW.
Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 635 here in the Bayou City. Now we're going to go live from the blind with Captain Bink Graham, see what he's doing this morning. Good morning, Bink.
Good morning.
What's going on?
How's things going? Man, we're trying to shoot a few birds this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's been all week. I think we got 4 or 5 so far.
4 or 5? That's a start.
A lot more movement than there was. What's going on? Hold on. That we didn't do it. A lot of these birds are moving this morning and not finishing.
Right.
We're seeing ducks that we didn't see yesterday. I think what it tells me is they showed up last night. They don't know what they're doing yet. They don't know where they're going yet.
They're not established.
But we do have traffic, and that's a good thing. We ended up with, I think we averaged 5.2 birds a man yesterday. We didn't, which is, I'll take it, because, man, there wasn't any birds, to speak of anywhere,
Right.
I mean, just scattered amounts here and there. So we had three groups out. We all together, I think we averaged 5.2. So I was pretty pleased with that yesterday, seeing what we hadn't been seeing.
Right.
On the, so we're pretty, but already this morning, you could tell there's.
Well, thank God that front came when it did.
I'm telling you, we got one coming right here. I'm going to get that.
Did you get him?
I did.
You shot him?
Yeah, I was the only one that had a shot on him. And, put about an 8-foot lead on him. Yeah, they're not. There's a lot of traffic this morning. We're thinking when it gets a little more light, if they're going to do it, they're going to, because we're getting buzzed. We're seeing more spoonies this morning. We're seeing pintails this morning. We're seeing blue wings, green wings, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty encouraging because. I haven't in my lifetime, which I'm only 54 and been hunting since I was a teenager. I haven't seen a opening day that slow,
Right.
Yeah, I just had, far as overall prospects, from everybody, there's a lot of folks on the on the Garwood Prairie and on the prairie. They just didn't see anything, you know. And the bay hunters yesterday was the same way. They think the high hunt that I heard was about six. You know, the redheads aren't here yet, and just one of those days, just one of those opening weekends we hadn't seen yet. We're seeing a lot of things we hadn't seen in a while, you know. So, but it can only get better.
True. You hope it does. You sure don't want it to get worse. Oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, no, I tell you, my marsh is just—it's the best shape I've ever seen it. And I really didn't know how good it was till I got out in there yesterday.
Yeah,
and I mean, goodness, the widgeon grass is just thick. Oh, I mean, it's when they get here, I don't think they're gonna leave. Like, there's no reason. I've never seen it that thick. Just never seen it that thick. We got them locked up on top of us right here.
See if you can get these babies in.
Yeah. They made a swing, and I think they're going to do it.
What are they, Teal?
There's five spoonies and a pintail in there. I think they're going to do it. Making a turn to the right. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna we might should have shot there. Coming back. I need to kill these for the crew. Kill these for the listeners. They didn't quite do it. Sorry, I thought we had them on the string right there. They came from the heavens. But
usually when they fall out of the stratosphere like that, they'll commit and come on in.
Especially when
they're gadwalls, man. That's great.
Yeah, they're not seeing us. They're just, I guarantee you, these are all new ducks that are just trying to find their way this morning. At least you got traffic and they're working. And,
right.
And, I guarantee you that's what they're acting like. The sun's trying to creep up now. They always decoy so much better when the sun comes up.
Yeah. Well, they can see the decoys better. You got any wind to speak of?
Man, just a little bit. A little bit. I wish we had a little bit more, but just a little bit. But yeah, there's a significant number of more birds this morning. So that's a good thing. And we've got, what are we sitting on, 80% right now on that moon? Is that what we're on right
Yes,
now?
You're right on. Yeah. I think it's 80% today. You're exactly right.
So what? All this week it'll get brighter and brighter. Even if we don't get a front, we'll get some movement on that moon, you know.
Yeah, one full moon this month, and that's Thursday night. 99%.
That's Gladwell there.
Gladwells? Is that what you call them, Gadwalls? Yeah. Gladwells.
I had a customer, I don't know, so many years ago that put in his order and wanted to shoot snow geese and gladwells.
Gladwells.
I said, okay, we can get you some gladwells. So we call them gladwells now.
I knew it had to be something like that. That's pretty good.
One of those deals. Plenty of gladwells. Plenty of gladwells in our marsh, that's for sure. But they're not here yet. They're not. But when they get here, they got plenty to eat.
I had a guy call me one time and said, man, I really love to kill ball pates. I said, I hadn't heard that in years. Talking about widgeon, the old ball
pate. I do, too. Ball pate.
Ball pate.
You know, I've seen more of those.
East Texas Southern draw. He wanted some ball pates.
I've seen more widgeons than I have gadwalls so far. We worked a group yesterday, and just shot a group yesterday. It's also this morning, early, but hadn't seen a gray duck yet like I want to.
What were most of the birds killed yesterday? Teal ducks?
Blue wings. Yes, had all blue wings, and everybody that I talked to, that's what they shot. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of those ducks that we shot yesterday were young blue wings. So what does that tell you, that bunch that never got here during the end of September? I guess that's them, you know.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah, the young ones are usually the last one of the teal to come.
Poor teal just buzzed. What that tells you is, man, we know we didn't get them during teal season. So
yeah,
and we shoot blue wings throughout the season now. I think their migration patterns have changed a whole lot. We shoot them in my marsh from start to finish, and they're so by September. I can almost promise you, if you want a full plumage blue wing with a cobalt blue head and a white crest, I can get him for you. What they do a little later in the season, they pair up, and they're harder to decoy, but they come through, but they'll just fly through, but they're already paired up because they're in their breeding plumage. Cause they, you know, if people don't know out there, you know, they're going to lay eggs and they're going to breed, and hatch before any other duck. So they do their breeding before then too, and their court and all that kind of stuff. So that's why we get to shoot them in September.
Yeah.
And then the pintails usually after that, you know, but we'll shoot full plumage blue wings, you know, the last day of January. They just like that marsh. I mean, I don't know why, but they've just been like that for a long time. And we don't shoot as many green wings in that marsh. It's mostly the blue wing marsh. We will get green wings, but not like, you know, we were in Anahuac where, boy, we thrive, you know, our bags, man, we needed those green wings to come through there and take half of the bag, and then we'd shoot our big ducks, you know.
Yes.
You need those green wings. I like those green wings. They're really friendly.
Me too.
You know. Yep, got a single coming right here.
Singleton.
We're going to cut him. And we did.
One shot,
he ran right
one
into
kill.
Our barrel. That one did. That one ran right into it. that wasn't a real hard shot. I like those. But yeah, we're. Let's look. Is that a green wing? Yeah.
Speaking of green wings.
speaking of green wings.
So
we're feeling a whole lot better with what we're seeing this morning. Because, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm very, very pleased with how we did yesterday. But, you know, with what the scout report looked like, we kept waiting. So we just went where we, you know, traditional traffic spots in the marsh where we hunt, you know, teal and you know, good ground produces. And that's what happened. I mean, it just, you just go back and you just trust it, you know, trust it that they're going to show up. And that's what happened.
I didn't see a lot of dead ducks on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah,
on Bragg.
There was a lot of sour. There was a lot of folks that did not shoot them yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of folks, and that's just atypical of opening day,
right?
On the prairie and in the marsh, you know, and the Anahuac Marsh was the same way. I don't know what you heard over there. What I heard,
man, I didn't hear anything.
Saw. No. I didn't.
Pretty quiet, but I was pretty in.
Yeah.
I turned my phone off during the World Series so I could, you know,
stay in the World Series.
I mean, I was texting you. We texted a couple of times, and Charlie, and I mean, Hillman, everybody. I'm going, man, they're coming in. That was a great ball game. It really was. I
think
it's the way it turned out, but it had everything.
You get bottom of the ninth, they tie it, and you get bottom of the ninth, and you get bases juiced and one out, and you got to think, man, we get a fly ball or really a ground ball,
and I still think that guy was safe at home. I really
at
do.
The plate, yeah.
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 That was, You know, that call could have gone either way. For some reason, through the whole playoffs, everything's gone the Dodgers' way on calls and everything.
They got a lot of breaks.
Yeah, they did.
Got a lot of breaks.
I'm not to discredit them. They're a great team. I mean,
no, they are.
They're the best team money can buy. I mean, four starting pitchers have over $1 billion in signed contracts. I mean, seriously, unbelievable.
And the two best Japanese pitchers there are.
Yeah. Well, don't forget that. Not Suzuki. What's it? The one in the bullpen that has a little Mighty Mouse ears. Man, he's nasty.
He is nasty. That's amazing. You know, Ohtani is just amazing. But even more so, you know, he misses with a fastball away, and it's 100 miles an hour. I mean, just and the guy's the best hitter in the game too. You know, and man, just what a talent.
Well, they get any more Japanese players, we'll just call them the Tokyo Dodgers.
Uh-huh. Well, they I don't know if they still do it, but they would only allow two Americans in the Japanese league, because a lot of our guys will go that way to make them some money, you know, and then they'll come back. But I think.
Remember that movie with Tom Selleck?
Mr. Baseball.
Baseball. That was a great baseball movie. Right. That was funny.
You got pintails on top of those. They just appeared.
They disappeared?
They just appeared.
Oh, just appeared.
Yes. And they act like they want to play. They don't want to play. They got higher. Man.
Those rascals, as Richard Tosh would say.
Yep. Two more times. Speaking of, today's the longest day of my life as a duck hunter, because you usually finish by 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you go, man, what are you going to do? You can hunt and make it to church today. I'm going to do that, and then try to stay awake during the Texans game. And then you're going to look up, and it's going to be 4 or 5 o'clock, and it's going to feel like it's about 8 or 9. You go, well, can't go to sleep. Can't go to sleep too soon.
Well, thank God baseball's over. I can start getting some sleep at night.
I know.
This stupid schedule I'm on, but it just
I mean, oyster you think season
I'd grow up and outgrow baseball and quit being so obsessed with it. I just love the game, man.
It's in us. It's romantic. It's just part of us. It's part. It's kind of like duck hunting, man. What would I do? What would I do without duck hunting in the fall?
Right.
I just can't imagine it. Can't imagine it. It's just part of it, you know.
I know it.
Oyster season opened yesterday. I'm not going to get any yet. We're going to let them.
That's one season I failed to mention this morning. Everything. We got some closed seasons. Now we got some open seasons.
Oyster boat showed up yesterday. I showed up on Halloween, started showing up. So we get some buddies oysters, and I'll get you a quart.
Well, if I had time today, I'd.
A gallon. I'm sorry.
Fry up some oysters and some shrimp, fresh fish. Be a good day for it. Our crab boil would be even better.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If Daryl ever gets through with my house, I got to go put some crabs traps in the water, man. I'm crab hungry big time.
I make a crab tower that's little avocado, little crab.
Oh yeah, oh, isn't that good? Avocado goes good with crab, man.
Then a remoulade, and you put it in a cup, and you take the cup off, and you got your little tower, and you just go to eating on it.
Oh,
it's,
boy!
It's another one of those things we do during duck season.
But, sounds good to me.
Yeah, we'll have my guide party, I guess the 20th of December, and I'll have the oyster shuckers come in from Matagorda, and we'll bring two sacks, and they'll put a table out, and they'll be shucking and putting them on ice, put them on the half shell, and I'll be frying a bunch of them, and then I'll have the pit going and putting and roasting the other ones, and man, it's hard to beat.
That's your
that's
your guide party you have for everybody every year. Christmas party.
My guide party.
That's cool.
That and then everybody that works for me, real estate wise, comes.
Right.
Everybody that we have a good time. But yeah,
that's fun.
We look forward to that. Those orchards ought to be good by then. I'll be a little fatter. Heck, water temperature was about 65, 66 degrees. More pintail. It dropped, you know. I guess before that front, it was sitting at about 79, and man, I showed some 62s and some 63s on Friday.
Yeah, over here too. Same thing.
Yeah. Man, we got a lot of traffic. This stuff just not doing
just
it yet.
Not cooperating.
Just not doing it. Big group of teal over here, boys.
Hopefully,
they're just
you can get
not
them
good
in.
Luck. But I like.
I got to go here in just a second.
We need. Oh shoot! We got
opening weekend, and you've only killed two birds. Oh, got some speckle bellies.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Everything's high.
High specs.
I just thought I'd give them a toot to see if they play a little
All
bit.
All right.
Yeah, I think they're sitting on about 6 or 7 right now, but I really think they're going to do it here in a minute. There's too many birds in the area now.
Yeah, you know, and I hadn't heard any volleys in the background today.
Mm-mm, no, not at all.
Nobody else is getting any shots either.
Mm-mm.
One of these birds just got here, and they're just, you know, they're leery.
You.
They're not established. They don't have any confidence
That's
in
exactly
the area
what,
yet.
That's exactly what we're talking about. You know, they like to migrate at night, so they could have showed up here at night. And,
yeah.
And this is the first sunrise they've seen down here. Could be the fact. That's what it's looking like.
Fresh birds. Fresh
birds. You only see that. Yep. You only can see that when you're sitting out here in nature, you know.
Yeah, with a full moon coming up, too, so there's a lot of migrating going on, a lot of flying at night. And,
a lot of monarch butterflies.
Those storms last night may have messed them up, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's all kinds of all kinds of guide speak.
Sorry, I got to go. Throw them out some info if somebody wants to come play with you.
MatagordaSunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705.
All right, buddy.
We'll still hunting and fishing. November's really, really good. December's really, really good. Don't forget about
it. I know it is.
Fishing is awesome in December.
All right. So, y'all shoot them up. Get them.
Everybody have a good Sunday. Go to church
you
if
too.
You can.
Later. See you later. All right. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.